Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, here's the question. The get-to-know-you question from Monday morning, and I can answer it first unless somebody tells me they have their answer ready. What is your recent most random impulse buy? Maybe you flip through Instagram, you see something, you're walking through the mall, Amazon, but like a random impulse buy where you're like, wow, how about that? Look what I just did there. So think about that. Are you going to your Amazon account?
Yep. I go to Amazon, go to your orders.
I feel like that's something you've done before because you knew exactly how to do that.
Yeah, I've looked at my orders before. Let's see.
Are we going to wait on you?
No, but you said you were going to go
first.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I bought these wiener pillows.
Okay. Like,
what do you mean? What's a wiener pillow?
Look, I thought it was funny. I saw it on Instagram. They look like the pillows look like wieners.
Oh.
And I bought three small ones and one really big one.
Like hot dog wieners?
No.
Oh, boy.
And they have like...
Why would you buy that?
Because I thought they were hilarious. And then once I got them, I couldn't really keep them out anywhere. Because I didn't want to be...
What in the world? Like...
I know.
Like, it's funny to have, like, it's funny what you do is when you have guests, you put them on the bed.
I had a lot of funny bits I was going to do with them. But then my wife didn't think they were very cute. And they're called penis pillows.
That's what they're called?
Yeah.
I don't want to Google that.
Don't then.
So that is what I bought. And I bought four of them, three small ones and one big one.
How big is
it's the big like
one?
Your...
It's probably like this big, like 4 feet. Mike saw him at the house.
I used to keep sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
No,
used to come in before they would do the Bobby cast, and I forgot because they're just pillows. And then I was like, oh God, I got to hide these things. Yeah. So anyway, that's mine. The end.
That's a weird one.
I don't even know where they are now.
Huh.
My, yeah. Okay.
Did you really? Oh.
Amy?
A dog bark collar for my dog that it's not working though.
What do you mean? All.
I don't know. I just thought. Randomly one day I'm walking her and I just thought this barking is getting out of control, and my neighbor was talking about this one that makes noises, and I thought, well, I'm gonna go look at that.
So when she would bark, it would like shock
her? She still has it on and she barks, and so now she barks and it goes beep.
So she barks to hear it?
And it's I don't really know what to do about it, but I'll probably buy just about anything to make her stop.
What you need to now do is buy a silent collar that when she barks and it beeps, that silent collar silences the beep.
Oh.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Two collars.
We'll see,
Eddie?
Yeah, I bought these mason jars. Like, I've never been a mason jar person, but I eat overnight oats, I guess. I've been starting to do that. And so, like, I bought jars. And then while I was there, I found some beer mugs, like glasses. That I never, like, I was like, those are pretty cool. And I was at Target, and I bought all that stuff. I came home, my wife's like, where'd you go?
That's fun.
It's just random impulse buy. I don't know why.
Target's one big impulse buy in there.
Yeah.
Like 90 micro impulse buys, but you go in there, and it's like, oh, I didn't know I needed that.
Come out with an alarm clock?
Yeah.
The mason jars that you got, those are the type I use as, like, my everyday cups. So like a win-win. They're like your glasses, but then if you need them, if you need a lid.
Yeah,
just saying for people, sometimes people are like, oh, I need to get new glasses. And it's like, just go buy a case at Target and boom, you got.
Is there anything else on your Amazon list you bought?
Yeah, but
the mason jars.
That was the last thing I bought for myself, but it was really for my dog. Everything else was for my kids. Like I got a wig on here for my daughter.
Yeah, sure, it's for her. Anyway, lunchbox.
I bought a worm.
Like I got a naughty maid costume. It's for no.
I bought worms that are supposed to. I was just googling how to get rid of moles because I still have moles in my yard. And this ad pops up for just put these worms in the dirt and they'll get rid of the moles. So I bought 9 packs of them, and I still got moles.
Didn't work.
No, I can't figure it out.
That's not really an impulse buy because you were looking for a way to.
Yeah, but
kill
I mean,
moles.
I didn't know if that. I didn't read reviews. I just saw the ad pop up. And I was like, oh,
I agree.
That must work.
Buy.
Impulse.
Boom. Moles.
Moles. Worms.
Get rid of them. And guess what? Still got moles. Still got hills all in my yard. Can't walk through my yard without tripping over the mountains.
Then you should just get like a coyote or something and release it in your yard.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's how we get rid of the foxes, coyotes, and bobcats.
Well, yeah, someone told me, oh, your dog should take care of it. My dog could care less about the stupid moles.
You go outside, the dog's napping with the mole.
Yeah, and I'm like,
head
come
on.
It
like a pillow. All right, thank you, guys. Let's go. Monday show.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My fiance has been engaged in the past. She had a wedding dress that she bought during that past engagement that was called off. She currently still has the dress and wants to get married in it. Am I the bad guy for not wanting her to use that dress that she got in the past? Tell me if I'm crazy. Signed, sincerely confused dude. You are not crazy.
What?
I am not mature enough to not be crazy. I don't know. I just freak out. Like, no.
It's a dress, dude.
Who, dude?
What if she really likes it? She never got to wear it.
He obviously
didn't wear it.
But it's for that relationship. What if you were going to marry somebody else and you were going to wear the wedding dress you wore to your wedding?
No, I wore it.
Right.
So I wore it.
But if it's a dress, who cares?
No, I feel like if I did.
There is no way. She got that dress to marry another dude.
What if she alters it a little bit?
By altering it, that's getting a new one. Alter the dress completely. No, if it's bothering him, it almost doesn't even matter how ridiculous it is.
That's true.
It's up to her to figure out if it's worth it to her to make sure that he feels comfortable. I would not want who I'm marrying to be wearing a wedding dress that she picked out to marry a different dude.
So if a girl's going on a date and she buys a dress for the date, wears it on the date,
it's
breaks
date.
Up with a guy.
It's a date, not a marriage.
Dates you, you're going to be like, burn the dress?
It's a date, not a marriage. And she bought that one. She probably didn't buy the clothes specifically for the date. And she's been on 100 dates. She got engaged to one dude ever, went and bought this dress, did a save, pick the dress, whatever they call that, West the dress.
Say yes to the dress.
Yeah, whatever that is. She did that. There's too much. Again, it's because I'm probably extremely immature.
Yeah.
I could not, no chance, 0% would I be good with her wearing a dress she bought for a different dude with me.
What if she's the one that she broke up with him?
No.
It doesn't
matter. Amy, that's just like saying he went to her and said, hey, I bought this engagement ring for another chick, but I want to give it to
and
you.
Never gave it to her.
Never gave it to her. Never gave it to her.
No. He bought the ring for someone.
But she bought
didn't
that
buy the dress for him.
But she did. She bought that dress for that wedding for them.
For her to wear.
With him.
There's all kinds of things you have to get used to with like
change
exes and relationships.
Just change the dress.
Like you bring kids into a relationship.
Change the dress.
Can't be like,
hey, change the dress or change your address. Either one. Which one you want to do?
That's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Change
what?
The dress.
He kind of came through with that one. I like that one.
Explain that one to me.
Change the dress or move away.
Yeah, or move away. Change your dress or change your address.
Sometimes people they may need to move into a home that the other person.
But that's okay.
Yeah. What are you gonna do, dude? Get rid
it's
of the home?
It's a dress. It's very easy to go pick out a different dress or to sell this one back and use that money to buy another one.
I'm shocked that you feel this way.
You
I'm
are.
Not.
Yeah.
This actually is right up Bobby's alley.
There's
it is?
No chance if Caitlin wasn't engaged before me, but if she were engaged to somebody else before me, and she's like, "Are you cool if I wear the dress that I picked out for him?"
What if she never told you? What if she just acted like she came home from the store one day and wore the dress?
I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't
that's
know the difference.
That's different.
But they know.
But
they
he knows the difference.
Okay.
Let's just pull the room
Wait,
here.
So do you?
If you're
you
in
the lunchbox, or
if you're, yeah, you guys are out of your
out
skull.
Of my mind. I just don't really.
Oh
care.
My
yeah,
god!
Who cares?
It's just like there's other things to
Morgan.
Worry about.
Yeah. I hate to tell you this, Bobby, but I'm on their side.
You guys are crazy. You guys are crazy.
You don't think it matters. So, Morgan, would you accept an engagement ring that a dude bought
for
another
girl?
Oh. Did she wear
that's
it?
That's not the...
Yes, it is.
No, it's not the same thing. Guys, because it's not. If the dress... Listen, when a girl picks out a dress, she's picking it out for herself.
And the wedding between her and that dude.
No,
she's picking it out for
that's
herself.
That's your narrative.
You guys are nuts. That's why I couldn't marry any of you at all.
Keep on going with the poll.
Okay, Ray. if this was you and Bae, and Bae was like, I bought this wedding dress when I was engaged to Dustin Lynch.
I would feel like I bettered the dude. Like, she wore it with me, bro. Sorry, man. You never got that dress.
Yeah.
I like that.
But what if he dumped her?
I don't know. I wouldn't put that into my head.
Well, yeah, exactly. Why?
Just because it's my narrative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no way. You guys are wild. You're wild right now.
It's a dress, dude. Who cares?
Yeah, I'd get it. Change dress or get a new dress.
Yeah. You're going with that?
Yeah.
100%.
I'm following the
leader.
I'm following the leader here.
New address.
Yep. Okay. I can't believe you guys are on this side. And also, let's say you are on that side, oh but God. It bothers him a whole lot. She needs to change it.
Right, but he also needs to think about why it bothers him.
That's okay. That's it's okay one, to be bothered,
good
though.
Good point.
It's okay to be bothered.
Yeah, because she bought that dress.
For another dude.
Picturing herself walking down the aisle to another dude. To meet another guy at the front of the altar.
And now she's doing consolation prize, and yes! All of a sudden she's in the dress.
Get out of here.
She loved the dress in the first place.
She only picked out the dress because the other dude asked her to marry him.
Yes!
What if you had picked out a tux?
I'll change. I don't give a crap.
Well, a tux is like, this is one
good
tux.
Good point, Amy. Except not. That's it.
I don't know. Or shoes. What if you're wearing
shoes? We're just
going
to agree to disagree.
Oh, my God.
All right. Close the mailbag.
A what?
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I was on Paramount Plus yesterday and I didn't watch it, but I saw on the top of the screen it said, NCIS Sydney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, Lunchbox has got to watch that as part of a punishment. But it's got to be good because these shows are so popular. But he has to watch the entire season because none of us have ever watched it. And so he has now watched episode one.
Okay.
He's in. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
My first episode of NCIS, CIS, whatever those whole franchise, any of them. Never seen a one.
So going into it, because I feel like I'm going to watch it. It's probably going to end up being good because it's so successful. I just wouldn't choose it on my own. But also, there's so many episodes you have to watch.
Yeah, that's the problem.
What's the plot?
The plot is we are over in Sydney, Australia, and it opens up. Now, man, we're just going to tell the episode. If you haven't seen it, too bad.
But don't spoil the end.
What?
We wouldn't come on and spoil an episode of Game of Thrones. Just what's it about? People go to Australia to surf and
well,
all of a sudden
no, it's like
kangaroos.
They have a joint, like where they work together, the U.S. and the Sydney military, and it's like, celebrating 10 years of
celebration.
Yeah.
Of joint
working.
Did you watch it?
I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't understand exactly what they were doing.
Did you like it?
And let me tell you the start. And so they're standing there doing the ceremony, and all of a sudden there's a protester. Get out of here, you Yanks! Get out of here! Doesn't like the Americans being over there. And one of the soldiers standing up there starts bleeding from his nose, his mouth, and he falls off into the water in the Sydney Bay Harbor, whatever you call it. And that's where it starts.
Wow.
How'd he die? Who did it?
Did it feel cheesy or did it feel like you wanted more?
It was the cheesiest crap I've ever seen.
Really?
It was.
But did you want more?
Did you? Because I like cheese sometimes too.
No.
Because now I want to know.
Like, okay, so the whole episode, how did you feel when it was over?
Super cheesy. How is this show successful?
Really?
Oh my goodness.
Wow. I thought it would be really good.
Hey, we had a shootout.
I love a shootout.
I mean, a good shootout.
A network shootout, though, is different than like a movie shootout.
Sure.
Because a network shootout, they're like only hitting each other in the elbows. Ow.
And it was crazy because they have this big ship that's there. It's and only one military person is guarding the entire ship.
So it's real.
Yeah. And you have the classic at the very beginning. Oh, this detective gets paired up with a detective from Sydney. And of course, each other.
And one's a real loose cannon.
Yes, exactly. 100%. Yes. One's a loose cannon. Like, oh, we're not going to get along. And by the 5 minutes in, you're like, oh, they're going to end up sleeping together.
Oh, yeah.
Like, automatically. Perfect example of, you know where it's going.
How many episodes is this season?
I have no idea.
It's got to be like 20, right? He's got to watch all 20. What would you rate it so far, one episode in?
I would rate it 1.5 investigators out of 5.
Wow.
You talked to your wife about it too?
Yeah, because my wife, we're a team. When we watch TV, it's together.
And you're the loose cannon in this relationship. And loose cannon in that.
I don't know what she said, but yeah, I let her give a review. I left the room. This would be my
You haven't heard it?
No, I want to see what she says.
It was fine. It's been a while since I've watched prime time I don't know, drama TV shows where every episode like ends with a little bow tied around it and it's all solved and perfect and, you know, everyone's spitting out these funny little one-liners and there's like, it's just cheesy now, I feel like. But I see why people like it. It had some good drama, I guess. But I will say they do have a lot of Australians in there and they have accents and I'm not very good at accents, so I had to turn on the subtitles. I could not understand what they were saying. But overall, it was fine.
There's only 8 episodes of this whole thing.
Oh, that's great.
You're very lucky there.
But the Australian accents are very hard to understand.
Really?
You would think they would fake that for TV a little bit.
I put on subtitles, even if it's like an Oregon accent. Just a risen one. But okay, thank you, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
NCIS Sydney so far gets a 1.5.
And we're going back down under pretty soon.
Are you just saying that because it sounds cool to say?
Well, no, down under Sydney.
No, I know.
We're going to have to watch it in another episode, so we're going down under soon to the harbor.
Okay. The theme song's pretty good, though. Listen, it's like a song Scuba Steve would love because he loves instrumental music.
Wow, wow.
Nice.
So it's the same for every...
And you know how you know this isn't a commercial? Because Lunchbox gave a 1.5. All right, thank you, guys.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
He's 88 years old. His name's Gene. He's lived in this town in Ohio for pretty much his whole life. And so he planted a tree 40 years ago because he wanted to have this type of tree at Christmas, be in the neighborhood, be in the town that he's always grown up in. And so he planted it with his son 40 years ago. And the dang thing has grown.
That's amazing.
And now it's to the point where it's big enough that they can decorate. And so for the first time, everybody in the town came together and decorated this tree. It was a big deal.
Wow. Like,
isn't that crazy? 40 years ago.
Dude, I think I'm going to do this.
You're not going to be alive in 40
years. I'm going to plant a tree with my kids. Okay. And then we can visit it every year. I love this
and
story.
And then I'm going to donate an organ.
Oh, no, that's a good point, Amy.
No, Amy, stop.
That's true.
Can I start with a tree?
You won't do it.
Yes, I will. Watch me. I think that's so cool.
Okay, deadline next Friday.
No, it's cool, but you're giving him an easy one because he'll be like,
he won't do it.
What do you mean? I can't plant it.
Then he can lie and say he did, even if he doesn't.
I won't lie. I'll plant a real tree.
Regardless. Listen, to this guy and his kid, great job. Family, great job. Eddie.
Dude, that'd be so cool.
All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2-liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Let's go over and talk to Gina, who's on the phone right now. Hey, Gina, what's up?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I was wondering what your Christmas traditions are at your house.
Amy?
Oh, every year for breakfast, we have sausage gravy over cinnamon rolls. And it's something that we've done since I was a kid. My sister's house does it. My house does
it. Do your kids like it?
Yeah, they like it. It's a salty sweet thing. I know it sounds really weird, but you'd get Jimmy Dean spicy sausage, make it with white gravy, and you put it over. You can either do like, you can go homemade cinnamon rolls from Pioneer Woman, or you can do Pillsbury Doughboy. It doesn't matter.
Is it homemade if you get it from somebody else? That sounds weird.
No. Pioneer Woman's a recipe. You can make it.
You can make it at home still.
Got it. I thought it was like you go buy the Pioneer Woman's biscuits.
No. She has a really awesome cinnamon roll recipe, but it's just labor intensive.
I like Pioneer Woman.
Yeah.
She's pretty cool. She's been on the show, right?
Yeah.
This show?
Yeah.
A long time ago.
We used to watch her all the time. Eddie, what's your tradition?
So my mom, not my wife.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Can we go back in time?
Freudian slip.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
You're checking out your mom.
Wow. You think your wife's your mom. Like, that's why. Wow.
That's your Christmas tradition?
It was my mom. So my mom bought this.
What a tradition.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, this is worse. The more I think about the story, she bought a pickle.
And oh, it's like no!
It's a pickle ornament, and she would hide it in the tree, and we would...
That sounds like something a creepy uncle would play. All right, find my pickle.
Bobby for pickles.
Okay.
And we'd have to find the pickle, and whoever found the pickle, which was like really tiny, in the tree, you'd get an extra gift.
And so your mom did that.
My mom did that, but we still do that now. So like with my kids.
Do you use a real pickle?
It's a pickle ornament. Like,
got
it. I don't know.
So you got your own tiny pickle ornament?
You buy it at the store.
And do you put it taller than like what the four-year-old is?
You have to like give everyone a chance. So yeah, you lower it down a little bit.
And does it turn into a fight?
Because I always find it. What happens?
No, you can't play. You're supposed to hide it.
No, I've been playing it since I was a kid.
No, I get it, but you should do it with your kids. And
How easy is it for Eddie to find it? I mean, it's
he probably hides it and finds it.
Well, my mom's the one that hides it.
Yeah.
So when I find it,
she still hides it.
She still hides it, and I find it first. But I'm always like, it's okay. I know where it is, but I'm not gonna tell anyone.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Our tradition is you wake up Christmas morning and you have bubble bread, which is like you get dough. My grandma used to make it from scratch, but we just buy roll it in cinnamon sugar and butter, and you put it in the oven and it pops up and it's delicious and gooey. And then Santa has left the big unwrapped gift. Like there's one big unwrapped gift from Santa that he leaves out. And then we open the stockings full of stuff.
For you too? Santa Lee Jr.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we open presents.
I feel like you rush to the gifts as well with your kids.
Still.
Oh, it is so exciting.
He probably knocks them over.
Not with his kids. He races
them. I found a pickle. Open the gifts.
Right.
I mean, and then we sit around, open gifts, and I mean, that's it.
We didn't really have a lot of traditions, but there's something that Caitlin's family does that we've done like the last 3 years. They've done every year, I guess. On Christmas Eve, everybody watches Elf.
That's fun. Okay.
I never even saw Elf until a few years ago. I think there.
Oh,
do you,
so good.
Don't you love it?
Yeah, it's funny. And I know some of the quotes now, but that's one of their traditions. And so I know when we go back to Oklahoma, we're going to watch Elf on Christmas Eve.
Love that.
And sometimes I'm like, man, that's just long to watch a movie. But then after it's over, I'm like, that's fun. I'm glad we did that.
Yeah, we used to have game night Christmas Eve, but now that I don't live at home and don't have, you know, like, I don't go home for Christmas.
Can't you do that with your own family?
I don't go home for Christmas.
I'm saying,
Christmas.
Like, my friends. Like, friends would come over, you know what I mean?
Oh, and then, you don't have friends here.
No, I'm saying, but now we have families. It's harder to do it. This was like...
Everybody's got their own pickle, Amy.
I'm talking this from, like, after college until we were married.
We should have a game night.
I'm out.
We have it every day on the show. What are you talking about?
That's true. Every
we
day.
We saw what happened last time we had games.
Yeah. Yeah. On this show. $1,000.
Hey. It wasn't on me.
Gina.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. Are you satisfied with those answers?
I love all the answers. In British Columbia, Canada, that's the tradition in Canada as well with the pickle.
Hey, told you. Maybe I'm Canadian.
A pickle? You're not, dude.
Oh. Wow, that's way north. It's way south.
I'm way south.
Yeah, you're way south. So is it an ornament or is it a real pickle in Canada?
It's an ornament, but I only found out about it last year.
Oh,
that's cool.
There you go.
Do you find the pickle?
Oh, boy.
No.
Because she's an adult.
Because we don't do it.
Oh.
She just knows
about it.
Gina, Merry Christmas. Thank you for calling. There's a show on Netflix called Bad Surgeon.
Oh, yeah. And it is crazy.
All right. Give me the goods.
Okay. Well, he's a really bad surgeon. So
is it true?
It is true. It's a documentary. Yes. It's like a true story
the
about.
The way she said it.
Okay. I don't want to say too much because people might want to watch it.
Anybody else watch it?
Nope.
Bad Surgeon?
Yep.
Ray, you did? Okay.
It is Tinder Swindler,
yeah.
Doctor Edition.
Really? Yeah.
I'm all in.
What's he up to?
Okay. Number one show, I think, on Netflix. At least it was. And he's up to no good because.
Because he's bad.
He's a bad man. He's up to no good.
Okay. So, like, basically. he's performing a new type of surgery on people, but for whatever reason, he bypassed all of these things that you have to do. Like, say there's these different benchmarks you have to meet before you actually do it on a human. Well, he never did any of those, you know, like testing it on an animal or something.
So he created a new surgery, but did no test to make sure that
he's putting plastic windpipes into people that needed their windpipes replaced. And he was saying that he would cover the plastic in their stem cells. And then after that, once he put it in, the stem cells would all work together and it'd be great.
Do you have a background in science to know this?
He's an actual surgeon. He's a legit, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Like, he would sew them back up. But then after he got done with the surgery, he would just leave. So he was performing these all over the world, like Sweden.
Same name. There's a hospital. The same name?
Yeah. He wasn't hiding it. He was doing movies and news specials and taking interviews and writing articles. Like, he was proud of what he was doing.
Okay.
Except for it all was never working, and he made it seem as though it was working, but like, say he would perform it in Sweden or Russia or whatever, then he would leave and go to do it somewhere else, and nobody bothered to follow up with how the Russian patient was doing.
Well, how'd the Russian patient do?
Dead.
They would die.
Dead.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It was tragic.
It's
really hard to watch, but he's like a, kind of looks like George Clooney, so he like looks good. He's like smart,
bad.
was living multiple lives with women too. Like, he came to New York to do a special with NBC, and one of the NBC journalists there fell in love with him, and they were engaged. Wow. Then,
do what?
But he already had a wife.
Yeah, in Barcelona.
Wow.
Like, his whole—he is crazy.
Ray, is it good? Ray?
Yeah, so he actually was from the Karolinska Institute, which is one of the most world-renowned hospitals ever.
In Sweden.
And so, I mean, he's a genius, but he just skipped a couple steps.
Mm-hmm.
And he also had tons of money, but it wasn't enough for him. He had to act like he knew people that he never had met in his entire life.
Did
and
he
I won't
save
say
anybody's life?
He could have. It was something, a frontier that nobody's really ever ventured into, this windpipe thing with artificial windpipes. Nobody'd really done that before. He was the first of the ever. And so, I mean,
did he feel like he was doing good, or did he feel like he was a villain, do you think?
You still don't know. I mean, he was doing groundbreaking stuff. Just skipped a couple steps.
Yeah. Okay. What's it called?
Bad surgeon.
Bad surgeon?
He's bad.
I think that...
up to no good.
I think, too, he was maybe delusional. Like, to take care of a patient, know what you're doing, and then just leave, and then not update people that they have died, and then you continue to perform the surgery. It's almost like he was using humans as real-life guinea pigs. Like, eventually, I think he thought he was going to figure it out, but too late now.
Bad surgeon, love under the knife.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Bad.
Dang. You know, so this isn't a surgery, but you know what I did? My sinuses have been real bad, and I get really bad allergies, and so I have an injury, and the guy that came over to work on it was like, hey, we do this thing now with sinuses. It's like a chiropractic sinus thing. And he said, we take a balloon, we put it in your nose, and then you blow it up.
Been tested on?
Bro, I don't know.
Is this the rhinoplasty or whatever?
What?
Does that sound familiar?
No, that's a nose job.
It's called a nose job, man.
This is, you cram it. I showed Amy the video. He crams a nose, a balloon in, and then it's hooked up to a thing, and then he pumps it. It goes, and then deflates it. And then your nose, it was so like clogged up. It's like,
yeah. What is it amazing. You were feeling when he pulled it out?
Well, when he blew it up, it felt like I was drowning, like I was being waterboarded.
Yeah.
And
relief in your
face.
Then
he let it go, and I was like, oh, I have some room to. And then the snot just started falling out of my nose.
That's cool. You still have the balloon?
Oh, the balloon doesn't suck up the snot?
No, the balloon blows up in your nose.
Yeah, I thought. And then when it
so it like out. In your cavity just a little bit.
Wow.
So that's how I relate to this guy.
But your doctor, though, is he good?
He's not a doctor, dude.
Oh, okay. He's just a buddy?
He's just a bro.
Just a buddy with a balloon?
He's a bro. Nope, I never heard of that before. Apparently, that's been around for like 100 years. Huh. They put a balloon in your nose and blow it up. Okay, I'm going to check that out. All right, thank you, guys. All right, top songs in country music. Number 3, Nate Smith, World on Fire.
You set my world on fire. Yeah, long gone.
Number 2, Dylan Scott, Can't Have Mine.
Find you a girl.
Number 1, Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson, Save Me.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
The number 1 AC song is a Christmas song. It's from Cher called DJ Play a Christmas Song.
DJ Play a Christmas Song. I wanna be
song on Billboard all around. Jack Harlow, Loving on Me.
Whip your loving on me, baby. Whip your loving on me.
Those are your
baby. I'm vanilla, baby.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Oh my gosh, if people have been dating all year long, now that it's coming to a close, they have spent about $3,000 on dates alone. Do you know the average, like, good date, they call it, went up to $196?
You mean the guys. The guys spent that money.
Yeah.
The girls didn't spend that money.
Yeah, girls ain't spending for that.
Okay. Sure.
Majority of this is men. I don't know that that's true, but I will say it's probably majority.
Yeah.
True.
Split or the guy, especially early.
God, that's a lot of money.
Oh, okay, man.
They say also, you don't go on a good date all the time. You do, like, three good dates, and then it's... No more good dates.
Oh.
And you don't start out with a good date like that. That's just...
But I don't think that's what used to be considered like a great date. I think that's like average. Yeah, that's what it costs to go on a good date.
And not everyone needs like a good date, like to be wined and dined. They say, hey, so you can take me somewhere cheap. It's fine.
Amy said she can go to McDonald's.
You can even go... Happy.
Or Waffle House.
You can even go do something free with me for a date.
Didn't your friends say that you wouldn't? We called you out on it and they were like, Amy, you need to tell the truth.
Yeah, how did you know that?
Yeah, Bones, how'd you know that?
I'm just saying, on this show...
My friend's husband was listening, and he was like, hey, I was listening, I was driving to work this morning, which is funny to me that he listened, because I didn't know he listened, he's a lawyer, and I'm like, oh, I don't know, I just picture lawyers listening.
Lawyers don't
to
listen to our show?
I don't know. And he's like, yeah, I heard that segment about you saying you go to Applebee's. He's like, yeah, right.
On the first date, no chance.
I said, yeah, okay, no chance. Fine, I'll show you.
Oh, do it then.
But that's by show. What you're doing is show me. That's the point. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Okay, whatever. Speaking of money, a poll asked thousands and thousands of people if they found $1,000 on the ground, would they keep it?
Cash?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, 99% would.
100%. Would they keep it or would they return it?
Well, return it to where?
And I also have the most honest city in the country.
But who am I going to give it to?
Correct.
If you find cash and there's no way to actually track it back, if you're not going to take it, somebody else is going to lie and take it.
Yeah.
You can put effort into figuring out who it belongs to. Like, okay, fine. Let me phrase it that way. Would you put effort into figuring out where that money went? Or
if it was like in a wallet and there was an ID and I could get the money back, they would get the whole wallet with all the cash. Now, if I just find a paper bag with $1,000 in it.
In the desert.
A paper bag.
Oh, I'm gonna put some effort into it. I'm going to look left, look right. No one saw me. Good. There's my effort. I'm out.
I would try to return it. Unless it couldn't be, and then I would keep it.
Okay. Well, this poll was taken, like I said, all over the country. The most honest city, Jacksonville, Florida. Shout out. The other most honest city, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What makes them so honest?
Well, they had the most percentage of people that said that they would...
It said. Their biggest liar city is what I said.
What's the percentage? Like, what's the percentage of people that would turn the money
0.2%.
in?
Well, 53% would figure it out. 47% said they'd keep it.
Okay.
Overall.
I would figure it out. Or at least try for a little
bit. They're so full of crap.
For a second.
No, I would. If there was a wallet and a name, I would find the person for sure.
No, she just said cash, dude.
But you can't track cash.
Cash in the desert.
And there's no desert in Oklahoma or Jacksonville. All
right, I have the most dishonest city, too.
Okay. Las Vegas.
Detroit.
That adds up. Yeah. Memphis.
It does have a second. Thomas Rhett's wife, Lauren, came out with some fragrances. She told People magazine that she loves to hug people and she wants people to remember her for that, the way she made them feel. And then if there's a scent associated with her, she really likes that as well. So two fragrances that she came out with, one called Daisy, and then there's a unisex fragrance. It's called Cowboy. And you can check them out online. She partnered with Ranger Station to make them, and I bet they smell good.
So, a couple things. What would be not your signature cologne, but she said these are based off like her natural smell. What do you think people smell most? Like, what is your signature smell?
Probably like dessert.
Vanilla.
Like cookies.
Mm.
I like cookies.
Lunchbox would probably be like
a fart.
Farts.
Yeah.
Oh. So what is Eddie talking about? His is cookies.
Eddie's would be grilled chicken.
I would have thought it'd been like fajitas, honestly.
Really? Yeah. Eddie's is meat.
Yeah, meat, because Eddie grills and cooks. Yeah. He's like, I'm the fajita man.
Yeah.
I didn't cook this morning, man. I did eat a cookie.
Yeah, but we don't smell cookies.
Okay. Really,
unless they're made fresh. So I would say that.
Okay.
Mine would probably be leather.
What?
I mean, workout gloves,
Oh my gosh, in my mind, I was just picturing your workout gloves, but the smell of leather never came to mind. The smell of like sweat.
Let me tell you, those workout gloves don't smell like leather.
Well, that's what I think, but okay, body odor then. Fine. It is what it is. All right, cool. Is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
Oh man, a woman threw away her wedding ring. So she reached out to the sanitation department in New Hampshire where she lives, and workers sifted through 20 tons of trash.
Tip them.
To find the ring.
Yeah.
It took them over 2 hours. But with the information of like the time of day where she lives, the director of the sanitation department was able to figure out, okay, this is where we dropped that part in the landfill. So they knew the section to go to, which I think is fascinating.
Still to find it.
That's crazy. Like, I can't find a Lego in my trash can.
So small.
Like, how do they find it in a landfill?
I know. That's wild. Good for them.
Yeah, but voila, they found it. Which voila. Is so
voila.
Crazy.
You think when they found it, they're like, voila!
And
Toby, voila! Mm-hmm.
They gave it a good cleaning for her as good, well. Good and deal. Then returned it safely to all her, right. Which is super awesome and gives me hope.
There you go. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Lunchbox said his friend's truck was stolen. But he had an AirTag in the truck, and he found the truck.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he came out, he posted, and he said, so, someone decided they liked my truck as much as I did and decided to take it. Little did they know that I had gotten put in an AirTag in the little console, so I was able to lead police right to the truck.
Those AirTags, man, they're awesome.
But he heard it, he listens to the show, and he was like, oh, that's kind of a good idea. I'll throw one in my truck just in case. And boom, a month later... truck stolen, let him ride to the freaking truck. How crazy is that?
Would you have gone to find the truck yourself, or would you have called the cops to go find the truck?
I'd have gone and found it.
By yourself?
Yeah.
To do what, though?
Get my truck back.
You would have just gone up and knocked on the door or...
and said, hey, I think you guys got my truck. Or you probably got the key. You have the keys.
Yeah, you have the key.
No, so I hear you, but then they also have the key, so they can come back and get it again. It's a never-ending...
That's a great question. I didn't ask my friend about that. Did he leave the keys in it, or were they able to...
hot start it? What do they call it?
Jump
start.
Hot wire it.
Hot wire, that's it.
But you know what I mean? Like, with the...
I've never stolen a car, dude. Give me a break.
Well, if you would have stolen one in the 70s, then you could have hot wired it.
You know, they say you need the key, because, key not detected. I don't think that's true, because I drove around in Colorado. I didn't have the key for, like, 5 miles, and I drove fine.
Well, you can keep driving, because this happens with my wife sometimes, where... it can start with the key in it, but I accidentally left with the key. She's driving around. I got the key in my pocket, and I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, hey, are you still moving? She's like, yeah. I said, don't stop, whatever you do. It's like speed. Keanu Reeves. I was like, don't turn the truck off, basically.
Oh, that's what it is.
Because then it won't start back.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
So, but if the AirTag's in there, if the thieves have an iPhone, won't they?
Yeah.
But in their quick run to take that somewhere, they're not going to be like, oh, let me look at my phone. Oh, I have an alert. Oh, it seems like there's an AirTag near me. I don't think that that's happening right now.
And they're probably not thinking, oh, let me look in the truck for an AirTag.
And also that AirTag, they kind of came in to play with the AirTag. The AirTag wasn't put onto them. Yeah. So, but that's good. Did you get a reward? Because you always want rewards.
I didn't get a reward. I was just happy you got his truck back.
There's no chance you'd have gone to the house and said, give my truck back.
What are you talking about? Our intern's iPhone got stolen. I went up to the guy and got it from him.
You did. That was awesome.
But we were idiots then.
So dumb.
Like I went up, I found him on the street corner and said, hey, you got my. Can I borrow your phone real quick? Bah, that's our phone.
He did do that.
That was awesome.
He did do that.
Yeah. So, I mean.
But this is a truck and somebody who stole a truck and probably have guns.
But you know what that means? That means people learn stuff from our show. We all think we're just a bunch of idiots on here talking about nonsense. We actually teach life lessons.
There you go.
And we change people's lives. I bet you there's other people out there that they heard something on this show and it changed their life.
If that's true, call us, baby.
Right, maybe tip us.
Did y'all see that there's
hey,
a...
Right? Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
I was just joking.
This show has changed your life and you've learned something. Call us, 877-77-BOBBY. What, Amy?
Did you see that there's a South American ring in town?
In town, visiting?
No, stealing from people. Like, it's an organized
ring. It's like a circus that comes to town and then just steals everything?
No, it's organized crime from South America and they're breaking into people's houses.
Been on Breitbart or what?
No, it was on the news.
She's like, did you hear about the ring, the mood ring? What kind of ring?
Okay, well, good luck to everybody out there fighting the South American circus drug rings.
They're very sophisticated. They're
coming to towns all near you. Okay.
Whatever.
Wait, we need to do the morning corny. All right, let's go over to Amy.
The morning corny.
What is Santa Claus's laundry detergent of choice?
What?
Yuletide. That was the morning corny.
All right, let's draft Christmas songs. We'll each put these teams together. Lunchbox won the dice roll, so he'll go first. The first overall pick, Lunchbox.
Yeah, I mean, I think this everybody loves this one, and it's the one by Mariah Carey.
What's it called?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
It's good.
Yeah.
Solid.
I mean, that's number one.
Morgan? No, you're out.
Okay.
I'm in.
So I just wanted to make sure Morgan remembered she was out. Eddie, you're up next.
I'm back in, Bones, and for my number one pick, I am picking Miss Brenda Lee.
Hey, that's what I wanted.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
It's good. Because I went number one.
Yeah.
Raymundo.
Oldie, a classic, top three easily. White Christmas, Bing Crosby.
Mm-hmm. The jam.
You know, I'm going to also go with White Christmas, but I'm going to do White Christmas and on that thing I wanted to say, The Drifters, parentheses, Home Alone version.
Oh.
Yeah. It goes, boop, boop, I'm dreaming. Wait, hold on. I'm all messed up. You do boop, boop.
Yeah, I got you. Boop,
so people know.
Boop,
I don't know. You got it. Here it goes.
I'm dreaming. Oh, White Christmas.
Okay. Amy.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, NSYNC.
Oh, that's good. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Huh. That's good. All us, like...
So good.
Millennial ladies. Older millennial ladies.
I remember that one.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you're baby boomer. All right. So, Amy, you have to go again. You start the second round?
Yeah. So, I'm going to go Last Christmas, Wham. That's
good. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Very next day, you gave it away.
That's good. It's tough now because now we're in that category of they're fun if they come on, but you don't chase them down. I'm going to go with... Okay. I'm going to go with Brett Eldridge, Baby It's Cold Outside.
I really can't stay.
That's what I'm going to go with. Okay. Raymundo.
Rest in peace, Malikiliki Maka, Jimmy Buffett.
It's good. I don't think you said it exactly right, but.
Uh-huh. Buffett did that one?
A lot of people have, dude, yeah. I see Mike struggling to write that name, that one down there. Malik.
Mekali.
Yeah. Eddie?
Bones. Let's go with my go-to. Every Christmas time, I love singing it. It's one of my favorite songs. Let's go with Feliz Navidad.
Any version?
I mean, it's Jose Feliciano, but I mean, I think...
You can just do straight up.
He's the only one.
All right. Lunchbox, you did have the overall first pick, so now you're at the end of the second round. What are you going to add to All I Want for Christmas This Year?
Yeah, I'm going to do this one. It's called Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5.
Oh, that's good. That's a good, good one.
Yeah.
You know, Santa, he's coming. You better watch it. That's good. All right, Lunchbox, now you got two. You got All I Want for Christmas Is You. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Hit me with your final pick.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to take Elvis, Blue Christmas.
Damn. Oh, he stole that.
Yeah, he's got a solid list there. Eddie?
Oh, man. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Give me Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. Always having a wonderful Christmas time.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I had to sing it to get it, though.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But it's a good one.
I'm worried about that.
It's a good limb to go out on, though.
Ray.
This is a new one. Y'all don't know it. It is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Sam Smith. And I got a clip if you want it.
No, because we didn't play clips for ours. We had to sing our own.
And that's a strategy, Ray? Pick one that we don't know?
Hey, Ray, what's
so
the
we
song?
Can just make stuff up?
You can sing, Ray.
I'm going to do the collaboration between Taylor Swift and Jesus when they sang together.
And Travis Kelce.
Well, I think he's in it too. White Christmas. No, I'm going to do... I'm going to do Gene Autry. And the song that he did was... I don't want to mess this up.
Is it Rudolph?
The Most Wonderful Time of Year. The Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams. Not Gene Autry, it's Andy Williams.
It's the Most Wonderful
Time of the Year. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Andy Williams, the Most Wonderful... I'm not going to win this one. I'm just trying to finish last. Amy?
Santa Baby, Taylor Swift.
Oh, I should have gone to Taylor Swift.
That's a good one.
Did she really do that, or are we just making stuff up?
No, she really
did. Yeah, I was
like, so go vote for your team. Don't pick one song you like. Make sure all three are your favorite three. And whomever has the best votes gets the championship belt. Although Amy never puts her belt on her desk. She's a two-time defending champion.
You're too cool.
She just throws it on the ground.
Yeah, at times I have too many papers on my desk.
Well, right now all you have is a highlighter.
It's just garbage.
We have it that way. Okay, it's not garbage.
All right, vote.
Wait, can we hear Ray's song?
Right now we can hear your song. Yeah. Go ahead.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
That Millie Kamika Maka, whatever. I like Casey Musgraves' version better.
Yeah. Do you have Buffett's version, Ray?
No.
You don't have all
what
your
other songs do you have up there? Just that one?
Winter Wonderland.
Anybody pick this one?
Tony Bennett.
That's a good one.
Are you listening?
White Christmas, Bing Crosby.
That's all his songs.
Man, that's perfect.
Sleigh Ride, The Ronettes.
Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ding,
ding. That's good.
Good. Who's that by?
Ronettes, and then also Natalie King Cole, the Christmas song.
Natalie.
Yes.
Nat.
Is it Nat or Natalie? Both. His daughter's
it says Nat.
Okay. I was trying to cover you, Ray. So, did you have the one that I picked? The Drifters? White Christmas? Oh, not up.
Being sung by choir, folks dressed up.
That's good. All right. You guys go to BobbyBones.com and vote. And Merry Christmas, everybody. Next up, we're going to do phrases we use every single day, and we don't even really know why. Like, historical origins of these phrases. If you let the cat out of the bag. Why is that? We know what it is. Like, reveal something. But why is that a term?
Oh, I know.
Go ahead.
Because Santa Claus had him in the bag. You got to open it up on Christmas.
Not a Christmas thing, actually.
Oh.
18th century street fraud. Pigs were often sold in bags, and the popular scheme was to replace a pig with a cat and sell it to a victim, and they'd open it to be a cat instead of a pig.
Oh.
They were buying the pig to eat.
So it's like the Walmart buying speakers.
Let the cat out of the bag. Like, reveal it. Yeah, let the speakers out of the van.
Yes, that are stolen.
Yeah. We're going to do that segment coming up next. So, sailors had a lot of terms for having too much to drink. Being tipsy was a sheet in the wind's eye. And so being full, like way was three sheets to the wind. So
it's a sailor reference.
Mm-hmm. So I found some of these that we use all the time. If something costs an arm and a leg.
Oh my gosh. Is it because sometimes you would have to
Oh, I know.
Hay with a limb.
No, no. When you get caught stealing, if it's so expensive, they chop your arm and leg off.
Like in the town square.
Yep.
I would have felt similar, but it's not actually. Oh. It originated from the practice of artists charging more for a portrait than included if they painted more than just the face, the arms, and the legs. Making it a more complex piece of work.
That's much better.
What about spill the beans? Best shot?
Spill the beans. I don't know.
What happened at a restaurant? Somebody was carrying the beans. They spilled them.
Yeah.
It actually comes from ancient Greece, where beans were used to cast votes. And if a jar of beans was knocked over, the votes were revealed prematurely. Don't spill the beans, because everybody will know what the vote already is. People would drop the beans.
Wow, that's so cool.
Amy, take a shot on hit the hay.
It was for people that used to sleep out, like in the
barn.
For people that have been working on the working out in the field, plowing hay, and they need rest, so they lay down.
Kind of. So beds were mostly, they were made of hay back in the day. So you're going to hit the hay, you're just going to go to bed. That's what it means now, too, hit the hay. But that's where that comes from, is that beds were made of hay.
I thought hit the hay was go to the bathroom.
No, that's hit the hay.
No.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's different.
Eddie, break the ice.
Yeah.
So it means
figure skaters. Like, you know, you fall through the ice, and it's like, oh, wow, you're now not everyone's nervous.
Okay.
Oh, did ice used to come in a block all the time? Some places it still does, but you had to, like, break into it to, like, start spreading it around. And sometimes you have to break the ice in a conversation to spread the connection.
I like that effort. Good effort.
No, figure skating, right?
The saying dates back to the practice of ships breaking ice in the Arctic regions to create a path.
Connection.
So they had to break the ice to get through, and other ships could go through once the ice was broken.
Amy, you weren't far off.
Yes, she was. She was basically buying igloo ice from a bag on the side of the gas station.
No, in Haiti, they sell blocks of ice. You have to chip away at it.
Lunchbox, cut to the chase. Now, that means just get to it, but where does that originate?
Cut to the chase. In a TV show, instead of doing all the buildup, they just cut right to the police chasing the suspect.
That's so good.
That's it.
Yeah, that's great.
Wow.
Good job, dude.
How about you're pulling my leg, Eddie? What's the root of that, you think? Mm-hmm. You're pulling my leg. Because what we mean in that is...
You're messing with me.
Yeah, you're like jokingly lying. But what is that?
Yeah. That's like you're like running away from the cops, and the cops pulling your leg.
So back in the 18th century, street thieves would literally pull people down by their leg in order to more easily rob them.
Oh.
Like you're messing with me, but that's where that started.
Wow. I was close, kind of.
Amy, eating crow. You want to take a shot at that one?
Eat crow.
How we interpret it is it's to be proved wrong, you know, to admit fault. You're making me eat crow.
Right. So people thought they were eating a more sophisticated bird.
Mm.
And really, they were like, oh, shoot.
This is a crow.
Yeah. The Bible lists crows as unfit for eating, along with buzzards and rats.
Okay.
It was actually illegal to eat crow in the Middle Ages. As such, it was notably humiliating to consume, and it's also humiliating to admit you're wrong, so therefore you're eating crow.
Gotcha.
If something can't hold a candle to something, Lunchbox?
That means it doesn't compare to it, right? If you doesn't hold a candle to it, that means you don't want to hold a candle up to see what it is in the dark because it's really ugly.
This one dates back to the 17th century. It's relating to one's incompetence. The saying comes from talking about an apprentice who was not even skillful enough to hold a candle for his master. Like, you can't even hold a candle to this because you're so bad at it.
Oh, wow. Man.
Dress to the nines, Eddie.
Yeah. It's a scale, 1 through 10, like how well you're dressed.
I never thought about it, but I would always think dress to the nines is like, I thought I was going, why not dress to the tens, baby?
Right. Why stop at nine?
But it's not that. It's actually the best suits used a full 9 yards of fabric.
Wow. I would have never gotten that.
Huh. Bury the hatchet, Amy.
Oh, well, when you get done fighting someone, they would bury their hatchets in the ground and be like, we're not going to fight anymore.
This is Native American. When two tribes decided to settle their differences, the chief of each tribe buried a war hatchet in the ground to signify their agreement.
Amy, nice work.
Bite the bullet, Eddie.
Yep. Like, just get to the, right? That's like bite to the bullet, just get to it?
No, not bite to the bullet. Bite the bullet.
What does that mean, really?
Like, what is it mean when you use it? Like, you're just going to go, okay, this sucks. I'm just going to bite the bullet and go.
Okay. So, like, just don't think about it?
Yeah, I don't want to go to the dentist, but I got to bite the bullet and go.
Put the gun and bite it.
When soldiers were given a bullet to bite on during surgery to help them endure pain. Mm. Like, just get to it, bite the bullet. Lunchbox, close but no cigar.
That's in, is that grenades?
What?
Or archery? Has to be archery. You were close, but didn't hit the bullseye.
Close, but no cigar.
Yeah.
Where does the cigar come in?
That's just it.
I don't understand what you're saying.
They almost hit the bullseye, but sorry, you were close, but no, you don't win the cigar. Like, you were, it's like the carnival game.
Carnivals used to give out cigars. There's no archery or anything, but if you, like, any contest you do, that would be the, instead of a bear, it was a cigar.
Really?
And it would be like, yeah, so you don't get the cigar, close, but no cigar. So no archery or...
So everyone smoked cigars? Like,
somebody... I just figured the carnival game back in the day was archery, because that's from back in the day. I didn't know they had to throw the bottles over. You know what I'm saying?
Like darts.
I thought that would
or
be...
Or the hammer when you hit the ding and it goes up. Yeah. Oh, close, but no cigar there, buddy.
It's just weird, like, if you didn't smoke and you're prize was a cigar.
Your buddy who smokes.
Okay.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Preliminary reporting shows 13 tornadoes touched down in Tennessee on Saturday. It was a catastrophic tornado outbreak that claimed 6 lives in Middle Tennessee. The National Weather Service is still out surveying damage. It's from Fox 17 News. I got a lot of messages just checking in. I was not home. I was in Florida, so I wasn't here for that. I was fortunate. It did not hit near where I lived. And that's pretty much consistent with everybody here, right?
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. Same. But they caught, man, and everybody that's been through a tornado knows. They come quick, they hit hard, and they get out. I mean, it's before you know it. And so always, Eddie, yeah, with your kids, do you have a plan in place?
Yeah, we have a designated room that we're going to go to. And then, I mean, other than that, I'm from South Texas. We didn't experience anything like this. So in the last 10 years that we've lived here, I've just tried to kind of come up with anything I could.
What about you?
Yeah, we have a closet under the stairs, but the last... Well, one of the tornado that hit in East Nashville, our son is like, can't handle it.
Yeah.
So when Ben bought his new home, he was real intentional about finding a house with a basement because that would make Stevenson feel so much comfortable. And so luckily the kids were actually with Ben during this and Ben has a basement. So that brought me comfort knowing that Stevenson felt more safe.
On another note, on Thursday and Friday of last week, it's really the one time of the year that we just kind of buckle in and go, hey, let's do this together. Let's help out. And we raised $2.5 million for St. Jude Research Hospital, which is just such a fantastic number and says so much about you guys as listeners. And when I refer to us, I don't refer to us in the room. I refer to us as in the B team, as in the big group of listeners that can make such a difference. And, you know, there's a reason that we actually dedicate a couple shows just to St. Jude. It's because that hospital helps kids everywhere. Even if the kid doesn't come there, all the research gets shared openly with everybody. So if you think, oh, I'm not making a difference by calling and just being a single partner in hope, I can tell you that you really are. So $2.5 million, pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Really good.
It's definitely, I mean, it's kind of crazy when you think about it.
Yeah, I only get 10% of that, too, so it stinks.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy if that's what everybody found out, that I was, like, taking money off the top from St. Jude. Golly, that'd be awesome. And awful. It'd be awful. I shouldn't do that, but I'm talking about, like, if you could pull that off, oh, that'd be crazy bad. You for sure go to... You go to the opposite of the pearly gates on that one. Uh-huh. Like, even if you got away with it.
You go south.
Yeah. You're going, you're migrating. Just going south for the winter, you know what I mean? Also, let's see. This is when I'm convinced that there's some sort of time machine with this next story, or there's some sort of tip off.
Here we go.
And it's one of the haven't even heard the story yet. So, a man in New York won $10 million on a scratch-off game. Crazy, right? Because somebody's got to win.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's fine.
He won his first $10 million in a game a little over a year ago. It's his second $10 million winner.
Hmm. Oh.
But a scratch-off, how do you predict that?
What do you mean? You go to, well, on the other timeline, you go and see the person who won it. Then you go to the store and you wait behind that person.
And wait till they're about to buy it?
Yeah. Or you buy 10 of them. Yeah. You're telling me within a year he won two. $10 million winners.
Does he got any friends that work at the lottery?
So those are the two things I think. Somebody was tipped off or a time machine. And nothing else can be the truth.
Not luck.
It can't just be random.
No chance.
You heard me. And I'm leaning time machine. Or he got like Biff's almanac.
Right. The sports almanac.
So if there's a time machine, though, have you not had access to it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Because they know I'll do a lot of fun stuff. It's meant for work only. Okay. Those time machines are meant for business purposes.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'd be going back like 1908, watch the Cubs win that World Series. 1964, Arkansas. Yeah, so that's what, yeah. They'd be like, all right, let's do some scientific discovery. I'm like, so let's go back to 64 and the Razorbacks won the championship. But yeah, that's it. He took the $6 million lump sum on both wins.
$12 million.
That's nice.
He won two times in about a year, $10 million each.
And it's crazy. He still goes to the same convenience store. Like, he didn't just like move and retire.
Because he knows another one's coming based on the almanac, the time machine. Do you hide bad news? That's the question. Men are more likely than women to keep bad news a secret. It means that men are more likely to keep quiet about things like failure, such as not getting a promotion at work, while women will often talk about it and be completely open. Men, in an unhealthy way, bottle it up until it comes out, a lot of times in pure anger. However, when it comes to sharing positive news, men and women are about the same. That's from the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I find that to be true. I do think that we're evolving out of that, though, and men are feeling more comfortable opening up and being vulnerable. So I don't know how much of that is like how y'all are born or how, you know,
I'd say it's more nurture than nature, but probably a little nature, too.
Yeah. So I think that the more we talk about it, the more men will feel comfortable and raise our boys up, our sons up to share things, have emotions. It is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just like moving on. Like, you know, like a loss. Man, we lost. Move on. I failed. Move on.
But that would be like somebody dying going, yeah, just move on.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be some sort of mourning.
Grief, yeah.
Grief. Like brief, but let's go.
Great. If that's what you can handle. I mean, that's what I do. I lock stuff up and I never revisit it. It's in some island inside of there.
Yeah, but you're revisiting it just without you knowing it. It's manifesting in other ways.
Like my BH that was injured forever.
It came out of your... Where?
That what? Came from lack of acknowledgement.
What do you mean? You held something in so long.
What?
That
No. You guys so anything... Your body does...
Body keeps the score.
React to the things that you're not quite reacting to, you know, consciously.
Right.
You get sick. Stress gets make you sick. You could be repressing a lot of feelings.
There could be vision problems.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
I'm not saying that's what's going on with Bobby, but...
Yeah, stop pointing at me.
I'm not.
From Prevention Magazine, should you work out when you're sick? That's the question.
I don't think so.
You're supposed to rest.
The answer is...
Maybe.
Yes.
What? Oh.
Hold on. But there's a caveat. Health experts say that if you feel up to it, you should try to move your body in some way. Don't do the normal exercise you would do healthy, but research shows that exercise increases white blood cell count, and then that helps fight what's making you sick. So don't do what you normally do when you're healthy. They say if you can walk, or if you can stretch, or if you can lift light weights for a little bit of time, that's what to do because of those white blood cells.
Gotcha.
Interesting.
So I like this judge. This judge is creating creative punishments, and if I was a judge, that's all I would do. Heck, I'd have a wheel in there. I'd spin the wheel. One of those. Hey, you're free to go. One of those, 10 years penitentiary. The rest of them would all be...
Wow.
Yeah, it didn't matter the crime. So Rosemary Hain, 39 years old, who hurled a burrito bowl in the face of a Chipotle worker, has now been sentenced to 2 months or 20 hours a week in this fast food place for however many months. Just for free. To learn how to do the fast food job. I'm not sure how many months she has to do.
That's pretty
cool.
She
has to work 20 hours a week. I feel like it was 2 months when I read the story.
Yeah, I think it's 2 months at the Chipotle.
Was this a bonehead? I feel like I know this burrito.
We talked about it, okay. But I'm not sure what area.
But that's crazy. So she has to go work with the people she assaulted?
I don't know if it's the same exact store. I think it's just to teach her about what it's like to be a server and to work in that situation that she did not care about and took advantage of the people.
But what about her other job?
Hey, that's showbiz, baby.
You got to find the 20 hours.
I mean, you got to go pick up trash on the street sometimes. What about your other job? You go do it whenever it's not time to do your other job.
Oh, sorry, boss. Can't come in today. I got to be at Chipotle.
No, Chipotle's open after 6 after hours. And weekends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could do it. Okay.
A New Jersey kindergartner becomes the latest member of Mensa after speaking Mandarin out of nowhere.
This is crazy.
It's a starts speaking Mandarin as a toddler. Says she wants to be a singer, but she'll settle for a fashion designer if that doesn't work out. But the whole Mandarin thing, just starting to speak a language, like what is she exposed to? What is she hearing? What TV shows is she watching? So something's happening and she's picking it up obviously way faster than even we could.
YouTube channels, YouTube kids.
In Mandarin?
Probably. Yeah. But she took an IQ test, scored a 138, which is the 99th percentile. And so she's in Mensa.
I don't know. It's the way it says she started speaking Mandarin out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it had to be from somewhere.
Right. It can't just be like, it just dropped
in her head. I know that's your point. But like, I know that's your point. But just thinking back, like, why would they say it that way? Like, tell us how. We want to know.
Did Ray write the article? Sacramento cops are using bait packages to catch porch pirates.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
They have successfully found a way to handle porch pirates this holiday season. They call it their bait package program. Using recycled Amazon boxes, they load it up with legitimate items like iPads, luxury bags, power inverters, whatever. And they put a hidden tracker in that lets you know where the box is taken. Basically, one of the little Apple tags, air tags. So they track it. They go to the scumbag's house and then they got them. And then if it has over $950 in it, it's a bigger crime.
That is great. That's just like bait car, man. You think you got away with it, and then they shut the car down?
Like bait car. It's called a bait package.
I mean, you think you got this brand new iPad you're playing on, and all of a sudden, zoom.
That's from KCRA. And finally, is there any way to sober up instantly?
No. Yeah, they say put pennies in your mouth, but I don't ever believe that one.
Drink black coffee.
Maybe get scared,
yeah.
Wow. The answer is no. There's no way to sober up instantly. Not even shots of coffee will help, a cold shower, a slap in the face. None of that works. According to the University of Texas, there are no shortcuts. You need about 4 hours to sober up completely. So this is what the article says, not me. Enjoy your buzz. Don't drive. And drink 8 ounces of water every hour to prevent the dehydration that contributes to the hangover.
Yeah, that's good.
That's from Men's Health Magazine. Thank you. That's the news.
Those were Bobby's
Big
Stories.
I want to go over to Wendy, who is on the phone right now, waiting patiently to talk to us. Hi, Wendy. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I just wanted to let you guys know how amazing your show was last week at George's.
Oh, yeah. Eddie and I did a pop-up Raging Idiots show, raising some money, and Matt Stell went with us and J.D. Clayton, and, you know, we set up on stage and just, it's kind of like a guitar pull, but it was also kind of funny. We were doing jokes and songs and covers, and I hope you enjoyed it.
It was by far my favorite. I've seen you guys 4 times, which the other 3 were great, but this was by far my favorite.
Well, appreciate that. That's cool. The head women's basketball coach, Coach Neighbors, got up and played guitar.
With us. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. She knows how to.
Don't be sexist. Wow, Amy. Wow.
Don't be sexist.
I just wanted to say she too.
What did you say? Coach of the what?
Women's basketball team. Don't be sexist.
I just assumed.
That's why you don't assume.
You know what you are when you assume?
Well, I'd rather assume it's a woman than assume it's a man.
Wait, what,
Bones? I don't say that word. Hey.
I just would.
Okay. Thank you for coming. Thanks to everybody who came. I think the plan maybe is to do it every year, but, you know.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Trying to make a difference. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Let's just go check in with everybody. We also did the St. Jude Radiothon Thursday and Friday. So unless you listen to the post show that we did Thursday, we've just only done St. Jude stuff. So let's just go around the room. Went to Arkansas, did a fundraiser there. Me, Eddie, Matt Stell, who has... Every single day, you know I know your face. I know your face, and I pray for you.
That's it. You got it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Matt's a good buddy of ours. And J.D. Clayton. It was awesome. We had a great job. We raised a bunch of money. We didn't keep a single nickel. So
we did not.
We lost some money on that one. We went and we shot while we were in Fayetteville at the University of Arkansas with the basketball team and Coach Muss. And then we went to Wichita State and shot with the basketball team there. And so it was awesome. Then I went down to Florida with the Jake Owen Foundation. And I did a show at a theater down there. And it was awesome. It was a great event. And we played golf earlier that day. It was me and Eddie and Darius Rucker and Jake. And Darius, like, I'm coming to your show tonight. And I've done stuff with Darius professionally at his show where he showed up at the Million Dollar Show, but he's never come to like my stand-up show. And so I'm like, oh, great. I'm going to have to be very funny now because I was only going to be pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, hey, good news is if Darius is there, the laughter is going to be really good.
That's what I'm getting to. Here's the problem. I didn't know where Darius was sitting. But about two jokes in, I hear Darius laughing and I know exactly where Darius is sitting because he's like up in the upper left. Well, now I'm measuring every joke based on how loud Darius's laugh is because his pierces the room. It's so fun and big and ha ha ha. And so the whole show, I found myself going, Darius must not like that one very good.
So when he didn't laugh, you were like, oh, boy, that didn't hit.
I was like, that FGL joke did not roll over well. But it was awesome. And then I asked Darius, because we were planning out the next night. It was like a two-night event down in Florida. And Jake performed the next night, and Darius went down for that. And I said, hey, let us, Eddie and I, come up and do background vocals for Only Want to Be With You. And so we got up on the stage, and we did, and Bobby's so cool, bam, bam, only want to be with you. Wow. Jake raised a bunch of money. It was great. It's great.
Is it a two-night thing?
It's like a weekend thing.
Yeah, my show was Friday night. Jake's show was Saturday night.
Okay.
All within the same, under the same umbrella.
Cool.
And Jake raised a bunch of money for his foundation. So, very busy weekend. I've had this, like, sinus cold thing forever, for like 2.5 weeks or so. But, man, if you don't get good sleep, it's just, you don't get better.
Yeah.
So, I don't know that I got the best sleep. I always wake up at 2 a.m. now for some reason.
Yeah, I heard you were up super early this morning. Why?
I don't know, but when I wake up, as soon as my eyes pop open, I know it's 2 a.m. I don't know why. It's 2 a.m., I must be lonely. And so, I don't know what the deal is, but I wake up every morning, 2 a.m., ready to go. And then I'm tired by like 9:30. Yeah. I don't know what the 2 a.m. thing is now, but that was me. I do want to go over to Lunchbox because he said he was treated like a king.
Oh, man.
Let me
tell you, they know how to treat you.
Who's they?
I went to San Jose for our station out there, Bay Country 94.5, and let me tell you, they treated me like a king. I show up, I fly into the San Jose airport, and I'm like, yeah, go outside, got a car, woo, go right.
They have your name on a sign?
No. They didn't have a name on a sign. It was just a car waiting out there that said, meet him in A9. I said, all right, I'll meet him in A9.
That's just as good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
So I went to A9 and boom, there it was.
Okay, I'm thinking, did he order an Uber or did they?
No, they just, I got a text saying, hey, there's a car waiting for you in A9. Okay. So I had to go find an A9.
That's awesome.
So I go to A9, get in the car and I'm driving. I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to be at a normal hotel, right? Like a, you know, Comfort Inn or, a, you know, Days Inn. And I roll up. And it is like the Bachelor Mansion, dude. It is called the Hayes Mansion, and it is gorgeous.
It's called Mansion?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
And yeah. I was like, and the guy goes, my driver, he's like, is this an Airbnb? I was like, hey, man, I know I'm staying at a mansion. And I walk in, and it's this big, elegant, like, house.
Elegant, even.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it was.
So it was an Airbnb they put you in?
No, it was a hotel, but it, I guess it was an old mansion, and they turned it into a hotel, like, they put rooms in it.
Mm-hmm. Like a bed and breakfast type place?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
Were you feeling good?
I was feeling like I was living the high life, you know? And I'm like, yeah, this is amazing. And then I go to the concert the next night. Let me tell you, they greeted me out front. They, hey, man, what's up? We're glad. I mean, sent staff out there. I didn't have to, you know.
Somebody gave you five? Wow.
Like
a high five?
Like one of those?
Yeah, you know, like usually you had to walk up and you're like, I'm not sure where to go. No, that wasn't how it was. I walked up and this dude, Brooks, was out there. He's like, dude, we are so glad to have you.
We love,
like,
Brooks.
And I was like, thanks, man. Took me inside. I shook a bunch of hands. They're like, dude, you need a drink? They had a drink in my hand.
Wow.
I mean, I didn't even have to, like, think about it. Oh, cool, man. I finished that one. They're like, oh, here's another one. Had another drink in my hand.
Did you get drunk?
Sounds like he is on The Bachelor.
No, I didn't get drunk. But then they were like, man, you probably haven't eaten. Like, pick any restaurant around here. Where do you want to go? Let's go to a restaurant.
Dang, King Lunchbox.
And there was like a Mediterranean place, a pizza place. And then there was this Italian place. I was like, man, I need me some Italian. So we went next door and had some Italian food. I had some lasagna.
Come on.
Oh, man. I mean, it was so good. And then just wine and dine me all night. And then the after party back in the trailer.
There's an after party?
Yeah, after the show.
Who played the show?
It was Katie Offerman.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Nate Smith.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's great.
Come on. Those are the two you remember?
Come on.
Yeah, and then two other dudes.
Then you, okay. A lot of people there?
Yeah.
So were you hosting it or?
Yeah, yeah. I got on stage, said a few words. You know what I mean?
What is that? We don't know what you mean.
No, I just said what up. I said hello to the people.
A lot of high fives. You hear all the high fives.
Yeah, no, that's why I said he's like high-fiving himself all segment.
But I'm feeling, I mean, I don't know the other two dudes. I didn't know the other two dudes.
Well, you probably did and just don't remember.
Yeah, I met one of them. Like, I met both of them, you know what I mean?
If you're hosting, I'm sure you introduced them.
No. I didn't introduce them.
You never said their name?
No, I never said their name. Like, we went to a bar beforehand and shook hands.
But can you find out who the two guys are? Lunchbox is forgetting.
Oh, man. I think one of them is Drew Baldridge.
That's it. Drew Baldridge.
Okay. Drew Baldridge. Yeah.
Okay.
One more. I think Dylan Schneider.
That's it.
There you go. That's it.
That's Dylan Schneider. And I will say it is interesting to see the different aspects of how artists go hard or don't go hard.
what do you mean by
say
that?
Say more.
Well, because the next day at the airport, you know what I mean? We're all on the same flight.
I got a picture of you from Nate Smith in A1.
Ah, see?
Nate Smith, who I love that dude, and we're friends. He sent me a video of Lunchbox standing at A1 Southwest.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, they upgraded you to...
I didn't know you guys were such big ballers.
Well, you know who flies like A1. Like, that's...
The president.
Kings do that.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, how cool... I mean, look at that. That's a big deal. If Nate Smith is taking pictures of me, he's
that's what you took from
him? He's impressed by what's going on with me. But you see the different levels of who goes hard and who doesn't go hard. Because, like, you see the next morning, Katie Offerman, bright-eyed, smiling. Like, you could tell she didn't go hard. Nate Smith looked a little tired, but he was still there. Like, he said hello to me in the airport. And then, let me see which guy it was.
You don't even know their names.
Who's that one, Ray?
That's Mike you're talking to, not Ray. Oh, my God.
The other guy?
That's Mike you're talking to.
I know, but the other guy... He had his hood on.
Which one?
What's his name?
Dylan Schneider.
Had his hood on, sunglasses on, looking at the ground.
Because he went hard or because he's trying to like hide that he was
I think he went hard. And so that's what I took from it is like, man, he went hard. Katie Offerman went right to bed. Nate Smith maybe stayed up a little bit because he looked a little tired. But, I mean, it was just interesting. But, yeah, and then when the night was over, they were all... hugging me. Hey, man, thanks for coming. They put me back in the car, sent me back to the mansion, and I came home like a king.
Good for you. That's fun.
That's pretty cool, man.
So, but anytime I wanted to go anywhere all weekend, boop. All right. Car picked me up.
You just pushed a button?
Yep.
You heard it.
I'm just surprised by all the high fives he got.
A lot of high fives.
Yeah, it was great.
Everywhere went, people were high-fiving him, dabbing him up.
Hey, the Bay Area, they love us. I walked into that Italian restaurant. I wasn't in there 3 seconds. 3 seconds. And this table looks at him and goes, Lunchbox! Some dude's birthday. His wife
recognized.
Dylan
Schneider, dude.
No. He was celebrating his birthday. He goes, man, my wife recognized you. But we're like, no way. He was freaking out. So, of course, we had a shot of tequila. And,
of course.
High fives.
High five. We did high five. We did some pictures. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you what.
Tell me.
They treated me like a king.
Thank you. Well, that's fun. Good for you.
Yeah.
We'll check in with you other two goofs in just a second. Yeah. I need to eat my chocolate, though, from my calendar Morgan got me. This is called
your Advent calendar.
Huh?
Your Advent calendar.
What does that mean?
It's in anticipation of
Christmas.
Christ's Advent. Birth. Yeah.
You're waiting for the birth of Christ.
No, he's already been born.
No.
Hey, spoiler.
No, the season. Like, this is the Advent season.
His birthday.
No.
However you want to look at it.
Anybody want to... I'm still like 5 days behind because today's the 11th.
Oh, so you got to make up.
Anybody want a chocolate?
I do.
A heart chocolate, red one?
Yes.
Well, what flavor?
Red?
Yeah.
Maybe
it's
not red.
Hit me.
Can you catch it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, the fastball?
Yeah, sorry.
That was a very aggressive throw.
You want one?
Yeah.
Lunchbox will catch it?
Yeah, go.
This dude, I've been doing this for years.
Oh, I was trying to catch it in my mouth.
Okay.
Thanks, Morgan, for my advent
calendar. Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, hold on. I want an update between Morgan and Lunchbox because I know you guys were hosting an event together.
Yes.
Was that over the weekend?
Yeah, well, it was on Thursday night.
I saw Lunchbox had posted something. I was like, Morgan wants me to take 2 pictures because you got an outfit change. It wasn't an outfit change. I thought your jacket was really cool. Yeah. And then I thought your dress was really pretty.
Yeah, and I wanted to show off both. And you can't see both.
And why was he being such a hater?
I don't know.
She was like, wait, we got to do an outfit change. And oh my goodness, can we not just take one picture and be done with this? But whatever, you know
it's
what I mean?
It's one more picture. Watch this. Dad, take him a jacket. All right, take it again. Boom. Yep. Done. That's all it took.
Yeah, but the poor stranger that had to take the picture, we had to stop, interrupt whatever they were doing. Here, can you take a picture? Then they took it, and they started to hand the phone back, and Morgan's like, oh, wait, I got to do an outfit change.
That's not such a big deal. She just ruined a jacket.
Yeah.
Just saying, the lady looked annoyed.
So, Morgan, how did it go with him? Because I know he was going to back out of it.
Yeah, so it ended up going okay, but...
He showed up?
Yes, he showed up. Well, I had to pick him up.
When are you going to get a car, dude?
I don't know, man. I ain't got one yet.
Yes, but... For all our listeners out there, Lunchbox has an Altima that has how many miles?
215,000.
And it's gone. It had a great life.
Yeah.
Like
18 years.
Awesome.
Smoking cigarettes.
That what?
Buying lottery tickets.
Your car did that?
It can do all that.
That car did so much for you, and we should take a second here and have a moment of silence to get the music going.
Oh.
Just in its honor. Okay, but now it's time to move on because you have a great job. You can afford a car and stop asking all of us for rides.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Thank you. All right, so you picked him up, Morgan.
Yeah, so I picked him up, so he had to come. But during our, like, we would talk to the people on stage, and part of this event was an auction, and there was some massive things up, like packages.
Massive. Like, they were unbelievable.
Trips to Montana.
Trip to Africa.
Whoa.
Crazy stuff. So every time these pretty wealthy people would bid on him, Lunchbox would try and convince them to take him with them every single time.
Why not? That's good, right?
So was your motive to be funny as that's a joke, or was your motive to really get someone to take you on the trip?
50-50. I mean, funny, but then what if they actually say, yeah, I'm like, man, got in.
Did anyone say they'd take you?
No. No. Everybody was just like,
crazy.
Yeah. And I'm like, all right, going once, not going to take me. Going twice, not going to take me. All right, fine.
So you kept going to that well?
Yeah, like, I kept going.
Yeah.
Next one, it was like a trip to like Gatlinburg and get to go tour some brewery and like distillery. And I was like, hey, I'm available that weekend.
He did it for all of them.
Every single time. Hey, I got this no joke plans. Is old. This, like after the first time.
Because it's funny once.
Yeah.
To like a big, yeah. So no luck.
No luck.
Okay.
No.
Anything else happen of note?
Yes. So I think he made somebody really mad. I don't know if he made him mad on the show.
Why did you look
years.
At me when she said that, Lunchbox? Am I supposed to know this?
No, I don't know. I was just looking at her and then I looked back at you to see what you're... I don't know what she's going to say.
Or we made him mad during the stage. I don't know. So we were standing by like this hot chocolate stand. Lunchbox and I were right next to each other. And some guy, like I saw him out of the corner of my eye, purposely like throws himself into Lunchbox. Like
physically?
Physically, his whole body.
But not punch.
Not punch. Like a shoulder. Him. Like a really like shoulder check.
So 10th grade. We do that in 10th grade.
Sure.
Yes.
So, but bros do that to be stupid. Was it a bro move?
I mean, we didn't know him.
What'd
he was
you
a
think?
Stranger.
I think the dude thought he was really cool, thought he was going to send a message to me, like, intimidation-wise.
But why? Why did he?
I don't know. I don't know why he did it. Maybe he doesn't like me.
Hated that joke, man.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he didn't like my jokes on stage,
jealous.
Or he just listens to the show, or he's jealous of my clout. Maybe right. His girlfriend or wife was, like, ogling me, you know what I mean? And he was like,
oogling,
I'm going to show...
Ogling.
Whatever you call it. Because it was me, Morgan, and some other dude, and we had plenty of space between us and the table, so there's no way... And he acts like he's going around getting, like, toppings for his hot chocolate. So he would have had his, like, back to me. And instead, he ran straight in between my shoulder blades.
So I mean, you think it was done with malicious intent?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't, like, being funny.
No, because I had hot chocolate, and it wasn't, like, a slight tap. It nailed me where my hot chocolate went flying everywhere.
Well, the lunchbox that I know wouldn't take any crap.
Right.
I slammed that guy down.
Hold on. I'm at a charity event, and I looked at him, and I said... What was that? He goes, oh, did I run into the radio guy?
God. Okay, who's the dude? Now I want to go beat him up.
That's amazing.
And I was just like, okay. And
so he was really messing with you.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, yeah, the radio guy. That was an accident.
I wonder why he was doing that.
More and it was just so weird.
No, we have no idea who it was.
Right, and the guy that was standing there with us was from Folds of Honor, and he just goes... Well, that was really strange. He goes, at first I thought he was just being a bro. And then he goes, then I just realized he's being a...
Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks. I'm sorry that happened.
I had to give Lunchbox I literally hand motion was like, don't do anything.
He wasn't. Don't worry.
Well, yeah, I don't think you were going to do anything.
His eyes looked like, oh my gosh.
He was at a charity event, right? Otherwise you'd...
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. It was just I was like, what a...
Lucky yeah, that really him. Is a douche move. That's terrible. That's awful.
Yeah.
And you don't know, you didn't do anything to him specifically?
Never saw him. We didn't see him the whole night. Mm-hmm. And it was out of nowhere. And it was in the middle of when Lee Bryce is playing. And so he had to come out there on purpose just to do that. Like, there was no...
Lee Bryce's bassist tried to fight me once on stage. Was it him by any chance?
No. Okay. He was on stage playing. And it was just so awkward. And the dude from Folds of Honor was like, that was weird. And we were like, was he drunk? But I was like, he wasn't drunk. There was no chance he was drunk. It was definitely on purpose.
Any way you could track out who that was?
I mean, I remember what he looks like.
Yeah, I mean, he had a blue suit on.
Oh, okay.
I know that.
That helps.
So, I mean, I could take pictures of that night. If you found pictures that night, I could point them out and put
I'd
them
love on. To, I'd love to know who it was.
Yeah.
I got a little something.
Was there a ton of people there? Or? Yeah, there was a decent amount of people there. But there was a photographer, so I bet he's on.
If it was an accident, he would have accidentally grazed my arm.
Right.
But
and then
to,
did not go, oh, the radio guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did I bump into the radio guy?
All right, we'll move on. Because I'm like, that's what really gets me going.
Lunchbox does kind of rub people the wrong way.
Yeah, but don't mess with our people.
Yeah.
He does, though. Yeah, I get it.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. But still, doesn't matter.
No.
Doesn't matter. Amy, how was your weekend?
It was really good. I was actually in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Oh, you're in my neck.
You were?
Yeah, in your neck. So, but after
you went to Bobby's event?
No.
She didn't show up. We kept looking for her.
No.
Wow.
I wasn't there the same time, but went to a Christmas party there, but Fayetteville is awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I never
That's where I would live.
Time, yes, I could support that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we have it, guys.
There really is like a lot to offer. We went to that museum.
Well, the Waltons, Walmart started there, so there's a lot of like culture there as well that they have brought. The University of Arkansas, there's a lot of culture. Springdale, you could go to all the towns there. It's a fantastic place. I'm very biased.
I went through the museum. I don't know what all I was looking at, but like they had Andy Warhol's. I recognize that name. But there was all these exhibits, and Annie Leibovitz had this thing. And
anybody bumping?
No way. Annie Leibovitz? Girl.
What?
Annie
You don't know Annie Leibovitz?
Okay. The photographer? She's still alive.
Yeah.
She's awesome, man.
Oh, I thought you guys were being funny and you actually know who this person is.
We do.
I thought Amy was named some random person.
No, she's like a famous photographer. She shot like Miley Cyrus on Variety. I mean, just a famous photographer.
Okay. All right.
Now
I want to go bump him.
She took the last photograph of John Lennon the day he was shot, and they didn't know he was going to get murdered that day.
That's true. Nobody.
Right. No one knew that?
Maybe the guy that shot him.
Yeah.
No, but it's crazy. Hours before, a whole photo shoot.
The guy that shot him was a super fan, too.
Yeah, man.
Massive super fan. That's fun.
Anyway, we did a lot of other cool things, but I just wanted to shout out to
you. Why were you there?
I went to a Christmas party.
Oh, it was a party.
Yeah,
someone's?
Got it.
Yes.
Oh,
got it. Was it Coach Pittman?
No.
Coach Musselman?
I find out that. What? hey, Ray, I want to hear a little bit of your song.
Yeah.
So, Ray Mundo has a song called White Claw Christmas. Now, do you sing in it or do you just write it?
I rap in it. Okay. And I also wrote it with Eric Dodd.
Okay, so Eric Dodd sings, you rap.
Mm-hmm. And then our other buddy Bruce Wallace is in there as well.
So this is called White Claw Christmas.
Yep.
By Eric Dodd?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you guys heard this?
I don't think
no.
so.
Okay. At any point, I may stop it.
It's pretty quick. It's a minute 50, but yeah.
The whole song's a minute 50?
Yeah.
Let it rip, Tater Chip.
Christmas list, checked it more than twice. Once a Versace bag, a brand new Jag, and a trip to paradise. Bottle of Pappy Van Winkle, Dom Perignon Cristal was on that list. Then I checked my balance on my Amex and hit the Phillips 66. It's looking like a White Claw Christmas, that new cool kind of beer. Even got a couple claws from Mr. Claus if he shows up around here. We'll be feeling good in our neighborhood, and Faye just saw a reindeer. Looking like a White Claw Christmas this year.
It's a holiday season, Raymundo, back up in your ear. Mundo. It's party time, I'm basing time, and I'm rapping that Christmas cheer. I got a box in a bowl and a paper sack sitting under that Target tree. Damn hard seltzers, they go down smooth. It's a shotgun Christmas tree.
It's looking like a White Claw Christmas, that new cool kind of beer. Even got a couple claws from Mr. Claus if he shows up around here. We'll be feeling good in our neighborhood, and Faye just saw a reindeer. Looking like a White Claw Christmas this year. Bruce Wallace, y'all. Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. On black cherry, on raspberry, on mango natural lime.
It's Sizzin' Raymundo, peacing out. It's a White Claw Christmas time.
Yeah!
Yeah, your rap part is kind of jarring.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not very Christmassy?
No.
I like that.
It's good. It's awesome. It's good. It's a little catchy song, too. It's just like in your face. It's
he's like
it's
yelling.
Like Onyx back in the day.
Yeah.
Onyx.
Yeah, my White Claw Christmas.
Yeah.
I like
Slam!
It.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Wow. I do like that, though.
Yeah, it's just tough to play at the Christmas party with the family, though, because it is a little rough, right? Yeah.
No.
No, man.
No, it's really... It's not... Dude, baby, it's cold outside. I'm going to get you drunk and lock the door. Yes. Baby, it's cold outside. Don't tell your mom. Like, you know, oh, there's Christmas is all full of creeps.
Yeah, and it's also for people that can't afford a good Christmas. You can still have White Claw and have a good Christmas.
Amen.
Right, right.
Amen. Okay. Well, I think we have it.
Under that target tree.
It's Raymundo!
Scissor Raymundo!
Merry Christmas to you too, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
If you go up to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, we put out a new episode of Too Much Access at Kansas State Basketball with Coach Tang, who's the basketball coach there. They teach us how to play basketball like we're 6 years old because we need that. We take lessons from Division I championship coaches. Pretty funny. But
what? Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would think that y'all don't have
don't think that,
some of the knowledge that
all
yeah. Okay,
knowledge yes, skills no.
We got the knowledge,
but Mr. Bobby Bones gonna watch that episode. Thank you guys.
Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead
story of the day.
This story comes to us from Maryland. A man was walking out of a business about to get into his Porsche SUV when three guys come up and say, "Hey, we want that Porsche."
Oh.
And he's like, "Yeah, yeah, right." And they pull out a gun, pistol whip him, grab the keys, jump in. They're like, "Oh man, it's stick shift. Hey, you know how to drive stick shift? Oh yeah, yeah, let me try it. Ah, no. Hey, you know how to drive it? Yeah, let me try."
None of them knew?
Out of all three, none knew how to drive the stick shift.
Wow. I guess that is something that's
dying.
Older.
Yeah. It's dying.
Huh.
Well, yeah.
But you would think, I get it. It's a Porsche. Who expects a Porsche, though, to be a stick shift, though? So if I were going to carjack, I'd probably carjack a Porsche because I wouldn't think it'd be a stick shift.
But if you're going to carjack, you should know all kinds of
cars. Yeah, you should start practicing. You should go do a rental car.
But somebody
car.
Who's carjacking is not putting in time, getting ready for well, things, doing extra work. Because if they
training.
Were, they wouldn't be carjacking.
Oh, they would buy a car.
Yeah, they would do work to buy a car.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Here is Nancy from Atlanta.
I've really had you guys on my mind, and I just pray that you guys have done all right through the horrible tornadoes. So just wanted you to know that I've got you guys in my prayers, and I have thought a lot about you and hope that everybody's doing A-okay.
Thanks, Nancy. I think here on the show, we all were lucky to not live where they went down. I wasn't even home. Eddie and I were in Florida, and I got a call from the person who was at my house with my dogs going, "Hey, where do we get if there's a tornado?" And I was like,
yeah, because the sirens were going off. Yeah.
Were you like, "I don't know"?
Well, yes, in my head. So then I just said something. I was like, "Go in this space here." I thought about it because there's no windows.
That's good.
Yeah. And then fortunately for us, it did not hit. It didn't do any damage at all where we are. Even the storm didn't. You?
No.
Mm-mm. Eddie, Lunchbox?
No, nothing. Thank God.
I wasn't home. My wife was with the kids in the closet freaking out.
You were probably the closest.
Yeah. So.
But it didn't do anything?
No, it didn't do anything, luckily.
Last time I like tore off his roof or something and they didn't fix it for 2 years?
No.
Roof.
No. The last time it did take some shingles off, knock my fence down, but that was just a tree branch that fell on my roof and put the holes in it that we didn't fix.
Oh, it wasn't even a tornado, just a random branch.
Right, it was just a random storm that high winds.
Got it.
My wife has terrible storm anxiety, but...
I bet. Well, we were very fortunate. Not everybody here was. Different parts of town suffered in different ways. You can always go to the Red Cross's website if you want to donate to people that are here. Here is another voicemail.
Hey, man, I'm just curious. Who won the Hyundai giveaway? Pretty awesome that you guys did that. Love the show.
We have not given it away yet. It's this week.
Oh, let's go.
Oh, I cannot wait.
We're doing our Christmas gift exchange with listeners on Thursday. So the car giveaway is happening on the show that day. Scuba, is it over to get in?
Yeah, that was last week. Was the last day to sign up, so it's too late at this point.
Yeah. Mm. Do we already have our people picked?
They're picking them this week, and we'll talk to them on Thursday.
So we don't have them yet?
Don't have them yet.
So anybody listening, they don't have them yet. So stay by your phone. Wait, gather around the radio and stay by the phone. All right, thank you. That's it. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.